Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, we are back with another episode of the WW Fan Zone Blogcast. I am Stuart Sternberg. Joining me tonight, as usual, is Darling Nagy, Lottie Ferguson, and Kurt. And we're here with another brand new episode of the show. Before we get started, speaking of brand new, if you go to Mouse Fan Travel's website, you're going to find some brand new promotions out there. Unbelievable promotions. Great, great, great deals and packages they've got just waiting for you. Whether you want to go to Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, wow, have they got packages for Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, you name it, they'll get you there. They'll take you other places if you don't want to travel to Disney World for some godforsaken reason. They have a package and plan just for you. And if they don't have that package and plan just for you, they'll create one just for your needs to make sure you have the very best and most exciting vacation you've ever had in your entire life. That's how good they are. They also are a fee-free service, so don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to tell them exactly what you want. They are there to serve your every need because they are the very best. They are the most knowledgeable Disney travel planners I have ever seen in my entire life. Most of the writers here use them, and there's a reason. Actually, all of us on the show here use them, and most of them at the Zone use them. And you know why? Because they're that damn good. So how do you find out more about them? Go to www.mousefantravel.com right now. That's www.mousefantravel.com. All right, so tonight, if we can stay awake in the kitchen, we're going to take Disney dining out of the parks and into our homes and surrounding neighborhoods. I knew the show would be right up Darlene's alley. Lottie, have you ever cooked made any Disney recipes at home for you and your family?
Yes, I have. Lots.
Ah, good. How about you, Kurt? Anybody in your family ever do that at home?
Yes. Yes, she has.
Ah, good.
That would be the wife.
And me? No. Sadly, I can say this. I never even asked my wife to cook anything, you know, any Disney recipes at home for the family here. So we've never tried anything like that. But I have found things similar to Disney in my surrounding area, and we'll get into all that, and I'm sure you guys have also. If anybody would like to call in and let us know what they've cooked at home, the phone number here is 347-324-5766. That is if you're listening to us live, as we are recording Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard
Thursday
Time.
Thursday night.
So if you're
Thursday night.
Did I say Wednesday? Yeah, Thursday night. I'm
you
sorry.
You did say
I'm,
Wednesday.
Yeah, no. I'm glad it's Thursday night because that means tomorrow's Friday.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Hey. Yay, yeah. Friday.
Down Friday.
All right, so let's get into it. And, Kurt, why don't you start us off with what your wife has cooked for you?
Well, the one thing, we found a YouTube video that was actually off of the Disney blog of how to make the Le Cellier the Le Cellier Canadian cheddar cheese soup. It only takes 5 minutes in the video to do it. So she's like, yeah, let's give it a go. Well, number one, you got to find the right cheese because it's hard to find Canadian cheddar cheese. And then we found there's a couple English cheeses that are really close. But you got to be careful because some of these cheeses that are cheddar, they taste like grass. So it's really weird. I don't know how to explain it. But I'll tell you what, it takes an hour to make that soup that the guy does in 5 minutes. So I'll warn you ahead of time, it takes a while to make. But it is good. And I do recommend using the Moosehead beer with it because that's what gives it – it really does set off the flavor for that.
Okay. Now, keep in mind your wife might be listening to the show, and in the event that she is or another family member that might tell your wife, compare your wife's cooking to that of the actual cheddar cheese soup at Disney World.
Well, she's out like a light, but I can honestly say my eyes will roll in the back of my head like they do when I'm eating it there. So it's that.
Really?
Good. Yeah,
wow.
As long as if we get the right cheese with the right beer, it's like identical. You can't taste the difference. But you got to make sure you're using the right cheese. So it does make a difference.
Yes, don't use Limburg cheese.
That would be awful.
Yeah, I know. All right. Darlene, I'm going to save you for last because I think you're going to wind up taking the rest of the show. So, Lottie.
Go ahead.
No, I was done.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, my favorite event at Disney World is the Food and Wine Festival. And so I usually buy the festival cookbook. So I've made several of the dishes in the festival cookbook. The grilled lamb chop with mint pesto and potato crunchies from Australia. I've done the beef empanadas from Argentina.
Oh, those are amazing.
Those two are the favorites that come to mind. The empanadas are really, really labor intensive, so it's not like a weeknight meal, but I'll do like 50 or 60 of them, and then I'll put them on a sheet pan and then freeze them, and then once they're frozen, pop them in a freezer bag, and then I can just put them in the oven as I need them. But that one's a favorite around here, and the grilled lamb chop with mint pesto and potato crunchies. The potato crunchies, you know, if you get like kettle chips and crunch them up, it works pretty much the same way. So that way you can skip frying the potatoes. And the mint pesto is pretty easy, especially if you've we've got a mint plant here that I probably have almost killed. But the mint pesto is pretty easy to make too. And then you just grill a lamb chop and pour it over there and sprinkle it with the potato crunchies, and you've got a tasty dinner.
Nice. Wow.
Did I mention I didn't eat dinner and now I'm starving?
By the time the show is over, you're going to eat your own arm.
To cover up my stomach, it's going to be growling so bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, Darlene, we've got... Oh, all right. You know what? Before we let Darlene go, speaking of Dole Whip, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was Rita's Ices once had something very similar to Dole Whip. They were calling it a pineapple vanilla twist. And I'll tell you something. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten at Rita's. They tried. But it couldn't even come close. The ice cream was good. But the pineapple did not have the same consistency. It was just an awful mix.
It's really hard to duplicate.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard.
It is. And you know what? Rita's is a great ice cream place. I don't know if anybody of you have them in your area. And it's the only thing I've ever had there that was subpar. So I don't want to condemn them for it. They tried. Unfortunately, you know what? Not everything you try works out, but I'll give them a lot of credit for trying.
Yeah, those ones are really hard to duplicate. I tried to do it a couple of times here, and every combination that I came up with was close but no cigar is probably the best way to say it.
You can buy the Dole Whip mix, but that's not fun.
No,
well, you know what? Even if you buy it, if you don't make it right, that isn't fun. But if you don't make it right, it's still, you can have all the right ingredients. It's not going to come out the same unless you have the right machinery to get it made properly.
Yeah.
All right, Darlene, we've got roughly 20 minutes left.
I thought we were going to go around a few times and each say something that we've made. I actually have been, I do a lot of my own cooking, as everybody knows, because of my husband's allergies and stuff. And it's just better for you to cook at home than eating out a lot. So, we have a number of cookbooks that we've bought through Disney. I bought the Newest one is Delicious Disney Sweet Treats, which I've made a couple things out of. The Kitchen Magic with Mickey. I've got Chef Mickey's cookbook and Cooking with Mickey and Disney Chefs. That's Alicia's book. I've made everything from drinks, salads, dinners, breakfast, you name it. I've probably tried at least one thing from each category. I think a lot of the recipes are very, very good. There are some, like Kurt said, that are very, very time-consuming. Like my next I don't know when this article is coming out. This one might come out in June because I just did a turkey pot pie with cheesy biscuit topping. That was not as time-consuming as the new recipe that I just made out of the one cookbook, but my father-in-law and my husband absolutely loved the turkey pot pie, and my husband asked me if we could try freezing the new recipe and have it for, like, you know, a TV dinner meal. I'd be okay. Well, we're going to try it and see how it goes. But I find that a lot of the recipes are very, very good out of the cookbooks, and they do taste a lot like Disney's.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, have either of you or any of you ever tried substituting some ingredients to make it less or healthier? Let's put it that way.
All the time.
Absolutely not.
I only substitute.
Yeah.
Well, my wife only substitutes. Lottie
does it the right way.
The right ingredient.
Well, the only thing I have to do, I mean, I can't eat berries. My husband can't have garlic. And if I'm doing Weight Watchers at a certain time, instead of using heavy cream, I'll use light cream, which is what I did with the most recent recipe. Yet didn't miss it at all. You know, there's reasons behind normally when you have to switch something. Instead of using like garlic powder, I'll use onion powder. If it calls for garlic and not onion, I'll throw the onion in. A lot of times they ask for both, so I'll throw in the onion powder to kind of offset it. But we're so used to doing that with everything that nobody misses the garlic in anything anymore. So.
I did the coconut curry chicken stew from Boma once before, and that had a lot of ingredients in it that my family just doesn't like. So I was really cooking it for myself, but there is a request for coconut milk, obviously, because it's coconut curry chicken stew in there. But I did find that it does taste pretty good if you substitute it for heavy cream or even almond milk, even though I'm not supposed to have it in the house. I make it in here sometimes. And so, you know, you can substitute and it still works for you. You just have to know what to substitute it for. So,
yeah.
You know.
I've never used almond milk in anything other than, like, protein shakes and cereal. So heating it is okay.
Yeah, I haven't had a problem.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've never tried, you know, I've really like never tried it. So. Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Pretty good.
I'll have to try that sometime. I'm the only one that drinks that though. So, cause Keith can't have the almonds.
Yeah, that must be really difficult for you to have to, because I know Keith has a lot of allergies or forbidden ingredients due to, you know, which must make it really difficult when you're cooking Disney.
Well, that's the thing with Disney, like the turkey pot pie, it was a gluten-free, and we were using rice flour in that, but all the ingredients were, you know, simple. It was olive oil, onion, celery, carrots, I skip the garlic. I put in onion powder, rice flour, vegetable stock, turkey, thyme, sage, black pepper, baking powder, baking soda, salt, pepper, butter, extra sharp white cheddar cheese I used instead of the yellow. Parmesan was good, and then the heavy cream. I mean, that was a basic recipe.
Now, I don't know that Disney would do this, but I'll bet they would. The next time, if anybody has a special dietary need, the next time they go to Disney, Disney is very accommodating. So you'll be able to get what you want, how you want it. But I'm wondering if you ask for the recipe, if the chef would be willing to give you the recipe
they
substitute things.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do. That is great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's another magical thing Disney does.
Yeah, Coral Reef. Coral Reef gave me the Bailey's Mousse recipe.
As long as they didn't give you the fish to bring home.
No.
Yeah, I got the I've got the Boboli recipe from Bomer too. And,
nice.
Yeah, that turned out really well. It was a lot. The recipe they gave me yielded quite a few servings, but hey, I just freeze it and take it out when I need it later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. All right, Kurt, is there anything else on your menu?
You know, this one time I was reading this article on WDW FanZone by this guy named Stuart Sternberg, and I made Figaro fries. And they were delicious.
And you can make your own.
Yeah, so we did. We made our own Figaro fries. So it was
whose fries do you use
at one of the restaurants?
I think you said the Plaza, right? I've done
those again.
If you get the bacon cheese fries at Nathan's, and add your own lettuce, tomato, and everything else that goes in it, that's as close as I've gotten to the Figaro fries at Disney World.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, great. Great selection off your menu, Kurt.
Yeah, thank you. It involves a lot of cheese.
All right. Well, just don't cut the cheese.
No. I make a habit of not doing that.
Yeah. All right. Lottie. What's next on yours?
You know, sometimes you just want something quick, and if you've got a waffle iron at home, you can really, really easily make the waffle sandwiches in Sleepy Hollow.
You know, you disappoint me. When you said go for
something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but when you said something quick, you know, you had me thinking Earl of Sandwich.
I did too.
No. Not ever. You might as well just go to Subway. You're going to eat a sandwich.
No. Who wants to eat fresh? I got an Earl Sandwich.
Eat better.
Yeah, eat better.
Eat
better. Earl Sandwich.
It is better than Subway. Subway is at the very bottom of my food. Nope. Taco Bell, I think, is lower. But anyway, The waffle sandwiches from Sleepy Hollow. Even if you don't want to make your own waffles, you could just buy the frozen ones. And the fried chicken with the arugula or the fruit and Nutella sandwiches are really, really easy to make at home.
Very good to know.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Before we get to Darlene again, who I'm sure will use up the last 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's going quick. If there are any fans out there of Pizza Planet's pizza, I've found something that comes as close as possible to their pizza. If you get individual frozen pizzas, put them in your freezer for a month or two, defrost it, put it back in the freezer for another month or two, and then... and then cook it, That's as close as you come to Pizza Planet's pizza. Cardboard,
well, now
sauce and cheese.
Yeah. That's Rizzo's Pizza now. It's no longer Pizza Planet. It's Rizzo's now.
Yes, I hope they improve the pizza.
Yeah, I hope so.
Everything
yeah.
looked identical. I think everything looked the same. The whole menu looked the same.
Oh, are
they
you
rethemed
kidding?
It.
No. It's odd to see such a range of pizza. You got Via Napoli mm-hmm. on one end, and you got Rizzo's or Pizza Planet
on
the other end. It's just that's just wrong.
Yeah, that is
You're
wrong.
Right.
Oh, you know, I know they're catering to different crowds, but come on, Disney, you can do better than frozen than something that's subpar frozen pizza.
That's not much better than Pizza Far either. Or Pizza Far is not much better than that, I should say.
Yeah.
Is that place still open?
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
it is.
But you know something? People, for the most part, you're not going to Disney World, maybe some people are, to eat pizza at, well, Rizzo's now. You're going there to try other cuisine. I know there are a lot of people that will do the quick service or counter service meals, but there's so many better choices. I guess pizza at Pizza Planet, Rizzo's, whatever it is now, you know, if you have to eat there, may the fourth be with you. I mean, force be with you.
Yeah.
Hey, it is May the 4th.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that in the top part of the show. All right, Darlene, you've got about 8 minutes.
Oh, thank you. You know, one of my favorite desserts to make was the key lime pie. The first time I ate key lime pie was at Disney Saratoga Springs with my girlfriend Nancy. And I was like, oh, I love the key lime pie. And so when Alicia got that one cookbook, I found the key lime pie recipe. And it's so simple. I mean, it's like five ingredients or four ingredients, and that's it, you know. And it's in a couple of the cookbooks with the same ingredients. So I made it, and Diane and I absolutely loved it.
Can I tell you the shortcut, or that it makes it even better? Instead of using the graham cracker crust, the pre-made graham cracker crust, use a shortbread crust.
Oh,
you lose that bitterness. Mm-hmm. It seems to bring out the flavor of the key lime pie more. We were at the store; they didn't have. That was an accident, too. They didn't have the right crust. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And there's only like five ingredients. You can mix it all up right there in your your blender. And it's fast. Even you could do it, Stuart. If I could do it, you could do it. But by accident, we found the shortbread instead of the graham cracker, and it just made it that much better.
Oh, nice. Good idea.
So, yeah, give that a try sometime.
I will.
Nice. All right, let's see. We've got, you know, a little time left. Let's do a quick round. I'm going to be out of this one because I've got nothing else to add, unfortunately. So, Kirk, go ahead.
Oh, you know, they used to actually make – they had a Disney cookbook that used to actually show things you can make at home. The very simple ones. And one was just a peanut butter and banana sandwich. It's delicious. No mayonnaise needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lottie.
So one of my favorite cookbooks is Chef Mickey Treasures from the Vault and Delicious New Favorites. And they have, you know what, maybe it's not in this book. I'm coming through it now. But the Sonoma Goat Cheese Ravioli from California Grill is not in this book, but I have it and I've tried it and it's delicious.
I can't wait to get
one that's labor intensive, but it's worth the time.
Yeah.
I can't Yeah, I can't wait to move down to Disney and try some of that stuff firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Let's see. So one of the things that everybody knows that I like to make and share is the drinks that Disney makes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the cookbooks do have some of the drinks in them. And a couple of them that I've tried to make is the Space Monkey from the Hollywood Studios. Loved that. The Castaway Wave from the Disney Cruise Line. The Blackberry Mojito was very good. The Virgin Kongaloosh. And the Chocolate Soda from the Plaza restaurant was very good.
You know who makes great chocolate soda? Polar.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, their chocolate, I think it's chocolate fudge. It is unbelievable.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple
and I buy that all the time.
Carry it. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's great. Before we get out of here, I've got a question for everybody. I used to find these in the freezers in the supermarket, and it's been a number of years now where I haven't been able to find them anywhere. Frozen Mickey bars.
No.
Have any of you guys?
No.
I think they took those out and put those directly just with Disney now and the cruise line. I have not seen those in years.
Yep.
It doesn't taste the same anyways.
No. It tastes much better at Disney anyhow.
Not a cruise ship, too. No.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, so we're going to wrap things up here now. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I want to thank you guys here, Lottie, Kurt, and Darlene. Great show. WW Fan Zone is looking for another writer or two. We did add one, but you know, it's like pitching in baseball. You never have enough, and I'm looking to add another one or two. If there's anybody out there who would like to contribute to the zone on a monthly basis, please contact me at Stuart at wdwfanzone.com. It's Stuart with a UART at wdwfanzone.com. I want to thank everybody again. Hope you have a great 4th. As they say, may the Schwartz be with you, may the 4th be with you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
See you real soon.
Have a magical night.